What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Ken McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Doing well. Ravens made some additions to the secondary. One of the things that people speculated about was that Marlon Humphrey could possibly move to the safety position. You don't feel that they can do that right now, do you?
I don't think they really have the depth at corner to do it. They don't have the depth at safety either. They're you know, having to work through this. But yeah, I do think it's a natural future position for Humphrey to play. He has tremendous off his own man ball skills that he's put on display last year, making an interception on somebody else's man. Jimmy Smith had this at the end of his career, and it's something that they talked about Jimmy Smith moving to safety. I think that Humphrey is the more physical player and be a better fit for it. And I think that it makes sense. But this year, I think they're going to need Humphrey at corner. They've got Wiggins, who potentially is their number one corner, or you could call Humphrey their number one corner, but he's their versatile piece. Probably Humphrey in the slot, and I for as long as he's healthy, Jair Alexander will be at the other corner.
Okay. Real quick, I know it's not on this list, but like with Jair Alexander, what type of expectations do you have for him? Are you just going to let it play out? Because, I mean, he's often injured the past 2 years, but if he's healthy, he's clearly one of the better corners in the league.
Yeah, I think at this point, the Ravens would have to be pretty happy if he played, you know, somewhere between 8 and 12 games for them. And played at a level that's been similar. The great thing about Alexander is he's played very well when he's been in, even though he's played only about half the games the last 4 years.
Yeah, I know, like, just staying with that, like, his father was talking to me, said, hey, you're going to get something good because now he's finally healthy and he's ready to go. I did want to bring up Mike Green. I saw him out and about Saturday night. He's an impressive-looking guy. I saw Loop as well. They were at a concert, and everybody going up to him seemed very, like, cordial. What are your expectations with Green? Because if they found something in this, I don't know what the rest of the league's going to do because they're good at stopping the run. They've got great corners and safeties now as well. And if the pass rush gets there, it's lights out.
Right. It's maybe not quite time to feel sorry for the rest of the league yet.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Mike Green. He's the pick that obviously was the not obviously, but I thought was the best of all the Ravens picks in this draft. His athleticism says he could be a Sam linebacker, and that's very, very interesting to me. Now, one thing about college linebackers you never get is whether or not they can drop the cover.
Cover, yeah.
Because the great ones are always great pass rushers, and the team needs them to do that. So anyway, Mike Green is a guy who had only 23 coverage snaps in the last two seasons, about 4% of his pass rush snaps. But I think he could be a guy who can cover. And a nice interception on a boot play in practice where he got between level one and two, and it looked just terrific that he really knew what he was doing to take away space from the quarterback.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I love talking offensive line. What does Andrew Voorhees provide for the Ravens right now this year?
Yeah, I think he gives them an option at left guard. I don't know that he's going to be the starter. The last that was said by Warhop was that Cleveland and he were going to slug it out or fight it out, I think were the words exactly he used for the left guard role.
I'll take slug it out. That's fine.
Either way.
To the yard line.
He didn't play that well for 3 weeks, came back, played well in week 18 after McCary played six snaps and then he came in for the rest of the game. I think that game was a very big deal for him, coming back and putting him in position to be the incumbent this year. And it probably will be a preseason match. I think one of the things that plays in Voorhees' favor is he's the obvious guard that gives you potentially a little bit of mobility. The Ravens pull a lot, and both Cleveland and Fa'alele have a lot of difficulty moving around. So if Fa'alele more, but Cleveland as well relative to Voorhees is somewhat immobile. So Voorhees, I think, is a good chance to be the left guard this year. And if he is, then the Ravens really have something because they'll have him for three more years.
I'm not sure if Patrick Ricard's dating anyone, but it seemed like John Gruden wanted to date him the way he was talking about him. He loves him. Like, did you see the video of him talking glowingly about him? Like, he always does one of my favorite players in the league. You know, everything is the greatest play.
I hate him. Gruden, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I hate him.
It's so phony. But look, the Patrick Ricard, what are you seeing with him? How do the Ravens use him? And how great is it that they actually have him back?
Yeah, it's one of the real triumphs of Monken, I think, that he's kept Patrick Ricard as a fairly central piece in this offense. Because Monken came in as a guy who didn't really want to run a lot of 21 personnel, wanted to bring the Ravens to more 11. But he kept a lot of the Ravens' DNA, and their rushing attack continues to be outstanding. Ricard is a big part of that. You know, nobody's a bigger part of it than Lamar Jackson, but he's a big part of it. He brings tremendous value for what he does. And, I think one of the questions about it is he going to be a Ravens Ring of Honor member? Cause we're kind of getting to that point. He's at a similar level to Kelly Gregg. He's played a lot for a long time and at a good level. Uh-huh. Ricard's got a bunch of Pro Bowls to point to and some All Pros, I think, but a bunch of Pro Bowls to point to. Kelly Gregg didn't have that. So it might be that he's a guy that down the line the Ravens consider for the Ring of Honor.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Ken, I want to get you in on something before we let him go, Jeremy, that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, who's the best quarterback in the AFC?
Oh, Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
It's not even close. Yeah. People want to say Pat Mahomes. And for the reason that you give Pat Mahomes, and I said, okay, well, Aaron Rodgers is, because you're giving me resume and history. You're not giving me the right now. My pecking order is Lamar, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes.
It's probably not unreasonable. I could go with a different order of 2 to 4, but the number one is clear. The guy who's had the two MVP seasons in a row, even though one he didn't get it, that's the guy who's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, damn thing and not getting a damn MVP. It's like the caller that called in earlier. It's like Lamar's, or whoever you got the text from, Lamar's the best athlete, but Mahomes is the best quarterback. No, you haven't been looking at the numbers. Lamar is, and again, I know you just said it, but I don't think people realize. Just go look at one of Warren Sharp's efficiency charts and see all those quarterbacks. And you're like, where is Lamar? Mm-hmm. Look in that far upper right-hand corner where he's by himself.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best quarterback that we've seen last year in a long, long time.
And the other thing that people never want to give him credit for possibly is what I call the 15% commissions he should get on all rushing yards for the team. Lamar's misdirection drives the Ravens' run game. I mean, that's what it's about.
And I have said it, like that mesh point with Derek, it's like the biggest cheat code in the game.
It is. It's the most powerful combination.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
Yeah, out there, we're still doing the expectations series, which is two players, one offense and one defense. Those will be posting for about the next week or so. We got some great shorts planned after that, including someone who wants to build a retractable roof for Baltimore.
Really? Mm. Oh, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate that. And for those that dude who wants to, or woman who wants to build that roof, we want you to build that.
Yeah.
Steve Molesky joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, a lot of guys going up and down, but Heston Kerstad is not at all. He's just sitting there in Norfolk. Has the ship sailed for him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jeremy Kahn, let me ask you a question, an Orioles question. In a season that has been really hard to describe, I think the hardest thing for me to describe of everything is, what is Heston Kjerstad's future with the Baltimore Orioles? I don't know. In the past, I would be able to tell you, I don't think Kyle Stowers is here for the long run. Who got traded with Kyle Stowers? Norby. I didn't think Norby was here for the long run. It was a log jam. I thought Heston Kjerstad was a legitimate long-run Oriole. Now I question it. I don't know what his role is with this organization.
Yeah, I don't question it. I mean, he is in a funk, and it does make you wonder. Like, we've talked about the mental side of baseball. Here was a guy that he gets called. You know, they bring him up. Colton Cowser goes down. You think you're going to be playing every day. He doesn't. And then situationally, when you look at it, he started scuffling. Wasn't hitting the long balls like we expected. I mean, we thought this guy could be... I mean, a lot of us thought he could be a 30-plus home run guy. I mean, he was the best power left-handed bat in that draft. Spencer Torkelson, God, I can't
was really, you know, he's
was the best right-handed power bat.
Right.
So, like, if you're looking at, like, you would figure he'd be there. Now, he had the, when he first got drafted, he had that goofy sickness or whatever that kept him out. Then he comes back, you get hit in the head, you have another injury, you have all these things go wrong, and then you're playing the elevator game with AAA, right? Up, down, up, down, and... I think it messes with their minds. But no, I don't think he's done. Like, you like him, don't you?
I love him.
I love him, too. And like, people are trying to basically put a fork in him and say he's done. I you still have a lot of time left with this guy.
You bring up Torkelson. You know what Torkelson has had that he didn't, that Kjerstad hasn't had?
What?
The ability to bat 203 with 404 plate appearances.
Yeah.
That's what Torkelson did back in 2022. He batted 203. His OPS was 604. But you know what they did? They let him play 110 games. Then he came back the next year, played 159, and he batted 233, which isn't great, but his OPS was 758, 31 home runs, 94 RBI, 34 doubles. They let him become a major leaguer.
Like, I'm not knocking anyone's success or anything like that. Like, you go to a place and you hit and you feel comfortable, great. But what you talked to Mountcastle about the lean years here.
Yep.
And what did he say? Like, there was no pressure. And again, like, if you look at the Norby and Stowers going down to Miami, nobody has expectations for that team.
No.
Just go play.
Yeah, it's like a major league team with minor league expectations. And you want guys to develop. That's basically what I'm saying.
And no, that doesn't make it easier to hit a baseball or anything like that. But you're not constantly walking on eggshells. We talked about coaching, and one of the things that I tried not to do is take a kid out when he made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are certain times where we've practiced things over and over, and if you're not in that place, you're going to come out. But if you turn the ball over, it's part of the game. It happens. I want to see how you react to that. I want to see how you come down the court and what the next play is. Now, if you come down and you turn it over again, your ass is probably coming to sit next to me because we can't have that. It's a matter of feeling comfortable in the moment, knowing like if I screw up or if I make a mistake, my ass isn't sitting over there going to AAA. And I think there's a huge difference in it. And this isn't me making excuses for Kierstead. There are a lot of guys that are really talented don't pan out in the major league, in major leagues, period. We've seen it time after time. I just think it's way too early to call quits on him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I haven't called quits on him, but I don't know. But Jeremy, I don't know if he has a role in this organization.
Rob, here's the other part of that, too, is like, okay, so we sit here and look at all these prospects and what we want to see them become. We're not to the point where this organization can go, okay, well, we're waiting to see what everybody becomes, right? They didn't trade Mayo. They didn't trade Holiday. They didn't trade Bazaio. Things are still, like, they could trade one of those guys. I don't think Holiday's going anywhere, and I don't think Bazaio's going anywhere. But because of all those things and, like, what you're doing with these prospects, when you wait to see what your prospects are, when you find out that they're not playing well initially, now you're going to end up selling low if you move the guy. And so that's always the give and take with these trades where, you know, before anybody had a chance to see Kobe Mayo, we were talking about this guy's the first baseman of the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
You trade that guy to a team and he goes out and scuffles. Maybe they let him stay out there and play. Maybe they don't. But then you find out. What if Kierstead is not that guy and he just wasn't going to be? And we waited, let it the whole thing develop, watched it all the way through. And then now you have a piece that is untradeable for the most part. I mean, there might be some young team that wants to kick the tires on him. I get that. But that's the part. That's the problem you run with letting your prospects play out to see exactly what you have. Because you can sell high and that vision can be wrong, right? How many prospects have we seen? Like, you can mention any trade in baseball that where we've seen a big time prospect go for maybe a major league ready player, and everybody's like, "Oh, you got to see what this kid's going to do," and then he flames out. It's happened to a lot of number one picks overall. It's happened to a lot of top 10 picks.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. He will be back next week. As we get closer and closer to the 4th of July, that's we're Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the 4th Friday?
Yeah.
Jeez, Wes.
Oh, we're off this Friday?
It's 4th is a holiday.
Joe, I know. Joe's yelling in my ear, yes. I know.
Doesn't mean that we're off.
Oh, well, that's very true. Mm. No, because if this were football season, if the Orioles were playing some huge-ass game on July 3rd,
in game number 80-something?
I'm just saying. It's different.
It ain't big enough.
In football, that's what I'm saying. In football, it's different because when the Ravens play, you want to capitalize on that Monday or the Friday before it, or if they play on a Thursday night. That's why we don't want to see their asses on Thanksgiving, because it means I got to work Black Friday. Sorry.
Let's go to Steve on the road. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Hey, so just explain to me why you think Kierstead is so good as a Major League Baseball player, because I've seen a lot of Major League ball players that can hit the ball, and his swing is terrible, and his outfield play is a negative. So I see him as a very, very good minor league ball player that can be a serviceable player in the majors. I don't see him as a long-lasting major league player.
So let me ask you a question real quick, Jeremy. What was your opinion of Ryan Mountcastle when we come up? Because it sounds a lot like what we said about Ryan Mountcastle when he came up. Because Ryan Mountcastle had no glove. He did all the things that you said, and Ryan Mountcastle was the guy to hit 30-something home runs in the majors before.
What position did Ryan Mountcastle play coming up?
He got drafted as a shortstop, moved to outfield, and eventually settled at first base.
But was Kierstead ever a shortstop or an infielder?
No, he's not. But neither was Ryan Mountcastle, wasn't the first baseman or an outfielder.
No, but he had quick hands as a shortstop and could play with
the glove.
No,
he didn't. That's why they moved him from the very beginning. They never let him play shortstop because he didn't have those things. He didn't.
I agree. He's not a shortstop, but he had infield development in his past.
Here.
Kierstead has never had that.
Well, I just looked up.
Kierstead doesn't have the footwork either. His footwork is terrible.
But you're talking about defense as well. So you're saying he can't hit or he can't play the field, right?
I'm not saying he can hit. I'm saying he's struggling. I agree with you there. But his swing is terrible. So when you look at that swing and his film is out on him, he never made any adjustments when he was up.
When did he get to be an everyday player, though? He didn't. And then here's the point of it.
Yeah.
And again,
that's why I brought up Spencer Torkelson.
You could be 100% accurate that he's not going to be that. I'm not ready to call him that because, I don't know, I'm looking at a couple Hall of Famers here. Adrian Beltre, Johnny Bench, George Brett, Reggie Jackson. Who else? Cal Ripken Jr. You ever heard of him? Brooks Robinson. Robin Yount. These are all Hall of Famers that scuffled their first couple years at bat. And then kind of figured out. Frank Robinson did it too, but I didn't want to throw him in there because he was coming up as a 22-year. I mean, he was playing Major League Baseball when he was, a late teenager. So you just don't know with these guys. And if I want to go from the pitching side, man, I could knock your socks off talking about pitchers that suck that end up being in the Hall of Fame. If you judge Roy Halladay on his first 2 to 3 years, he would have never pitched again. And then look at what he became. The same Chris Carpenter won Cy Youngs. He couldn't pitch. He had a 5-run ERA. This happens all the time. Yeah. Remember when everybody told me that everybody would call in and go, oh my God, Kevin Gausman sucks. You got to get rid of him. I don't know. I think the Braves, Giants, and Blue Jays have been happy with
him. They've been very happy with him.
He's been in the Cy Young running, but because he had a 500 record, everybody's going off his record.
Answered the question, what makes you think he's going to be a good Major League Baseball player? I don't know, because they're not giving him an opportunity. I can't argue for or against it. I know he had the tools. He has the tools, or else he wouldn't have been drafted when he was drafted. And the Orioles wouldn't have taken him. He still would have gone in the first round.
Rob, this goes back to the argument I had about the trade with Trevor Rogers, and everybody was beating it up. And I said, just let the damn thing play out, and we'll see if we're right or wrong. He hasn't been here. And then now he's been here, and he's had two of the best starts the Orioles have had. He was fine last night.
Was fine. Six innings, two runs.
He's got an ERA in the ones. And again, that doesn't mean he's going to be that way. He could very well flame out and – everybody that said Stowers and Norby, that was a terrible trade. You guys, I'm not going to say you guys could be right because those guys weren't going to play here, but okay. But the point is, like, you have to let some of this stuff develop. And if you make knee-jerk reactions on what you see right away and say that's who that player is, you're going to find yourself being foolish and moving players. I don't know. Was Jake Arrieta any good? He wasn't good here. He had a 7-run ERA, and then he went and won a damn Cy Young in Chicago.
And became one of the best pitchers in the National League. World is stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, we'll continue this conversation because Steve Molesky covered Kerstedt a lot in the minor league. See what he has to say up next on The Fan. 8:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation, joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Our man, Steve Molesky. What's going on, Steve?
Rob, good morning.
Good morning to you, man. We had a conversation just before you came on about Heston Kerstad and what his role is with this organization. I think Kerstad has the tools to be a good major leaguer. I don't know what he can do because I don't think he's gotten a real good shot. He hadn't gotten a shot, in my opinion, that Kobe Mayo is getting right now. Your thoughts, what is his role, in your opinion, moving forward in terms of his future with the Orioles?
I mean, he's on the outside looking in right now, but injuries can change that. So, you know, he's got to play his way back in. And he's not the first young kid that this has happened to or was involved in situations like this. So, I mean, Grayson Rodriguez went back with a 7 ERA or something. And, you know, others went back with poor statistics. Kowser. So, I mean... It can happen for him. And Rob, I think it mentally gets to these young guys. And I think they've all experienced that in some way or form, you know, the ups and downs of it. And you know, you just can't let it beat you. And so right now he's struggling, even at AAA. And so I heard that one caller say he's got a terrible swing, and I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I think he's got a beautiful swing, but it looks terrible when the results are terrible. So I don't think his swing is the problem, right? Right now, I think mentally it wore him down a little bit. And he's just been through so much in his career, man. The guy got drafted second overall and then, you know, myocarditis. And then he had a hamstring and it just seemed like he couldn't catch a break.
Concussion. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that went on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get mentally down, there's a lot of things that have happened out of his control to get him mentally down. So he's got to beat that too. And so I believe in the guy. I really like him. And so I'm not writing him off.
Yeah. Like Rob and I were talking about, he's on that elevator too, from majors to AAA and then going up and down. We saw this with Gausman too, where people would point it out. It's like, how does that affect the young mentality of a team or a player, but you have a team that's trying to win. There's all these things that are going on. And speaking of that, Steve, I got, what the hell happened with Trevor Rogers? Is this the guy? I mean, I don't think we can expect him to be this good, but so far he has been.
He has been. I mean, so Jeremy, this is the story that I first did in December, and it has played out at exactly as he told me during a phone interview before Christmas. And what he told me was he went to Driveline Baseball this winter. There was tremendous communication about what he was working on between the Orioles, Driveline, and him. And Driveline discovered he had a lower body weakness. And in conjunction with that, he had back issues throughout his career. So he was trying to work. He thought that was good news because that meant there's something I can fix. And they helped him fix this lower body weakness, whatever it was, to get his lifting program back. And he thought that would get his velocity back. Well, it has. He told me in that interview, I'd like to sit 93, touch 95 or 96. That's exactly what he's doing. And look at the difference it's made for him.
It's incredible. Yeah, no doubt about that. Steve Molesky joins us. Steve, Baltimore Orioles have played better baseball in the month of June, turning this thing around at 10 games under 500 still. We've asked several people this, haven't had a chance to ask you this. What does it take for the Orioles to determine whether or not their trade deadline activities is for staying in it or maybe even selling? What do you think they have to be in terms of the playoff hunt or near 500?
Well, it might be a feeling, Rob, more than a number. Or although maybe the team will put a number on it. Maybe they'll say we got to be within five of the wild card or within four or something. That looks like it's not insurmountable. And it doesn't look insurmountable now, but I mean, if you do the math and they have to get the mid 80s wins, then you got to play about 630 or 640 ball to get there. And so that's not crazy. I mean, teams have done it. And the Orioles, that's a 100 win pace, and they were on that pace 2 years ago. And so what the injury, it just every time they seem to get momentum going, another guy goes down. I mean, last night they lost another catcher. It's just crazy. I mean, it just cannot get out of the way of injuries, no matter what happens this year. And that may, in the final analysis, when we look back, months from now, that may be what we just say. They just could never overcome that.
I was talking to Rob. I watched a little bit of the Texas broadcast last night and saw they were talking about just how spent their bullpen is after three extra inning games with Seattle and now going into another extra inning game. It leads me to today and tomorrow. You get Nathan Eovaldi tomorrow. It's his second start off the IL, which I've said earlier, I like attacking pitchers on those spots. But you get DeGrom, who just made you look foolish last time. Today's one of those days where you don't necessarily have to beat him. I think you just have to outlast him and try to get to that bullpen.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I mean, they won a game that Max Fried started, and he was pitching as well as DeGrom at that time. And you just got to find a way, whether that's one player runs into a fastball and hits a critical three-run homer, or there's a miscue in the field that hurts DeGrom. You just got to find a way. And so, having Brandon Young throw a gem tonight would be helpful.
Oh. Steve Molesky. Steve, tell us about your Substack.
I am writing on Substack this year, Rob, and so fans can find my writing. And this week, by the way, on Thursday of this week, I will be releasing my podcast with Braxton Bragg, the great Double-A pitcher. He's probably the pitcher of the year in the Orioles system in the first half of the season. So he'll be on later this week, and they can find that at steveonbaseball.substack.com.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate your time, man.
Thanks,
guys. See you soon.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Falston. Jimmy wants to weigh in on this whole Heston-Kerstad conversation. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I think as an organization, I think it's the greatest failure of your organization not putting this kid in the right spot, right, as a coach or whatever you are. That's your job to put him in a position to succeed. It shouldn't take 5 years for you to realize that. First, that it's not an outfielder or can play the outfield. And, I know SEC, he wasn't a high schooler. I think he should be more developed. He's 26 now.
But you just heard Steve talk about the injury history, right? Like, in the beginning, that myocarditis or carditis, whatever the hell it's called, kept him out for a while, and then he's already behind the eight ball. Now you start working your way back up, and then you face another injury. And maybe you call him injury prone, but I don't think it's fair to sit here and label a guy.
He didn't play until 2022.
Yeah.
No, right. And then he got hit by the ball, you know, in the head, right, when he was – he had some bad luck. But I think it's, the organization hasn't done him right. I mean, the thing is, we don't know. With all these guys, we don't know. We didn't know how Stowers was going to be. We didn't know how Norby was going to play out. Because they never had a chance, and I don't know what the answer is, but I know that they haven't developed them right. They haven't given them the opportunity. It's not on them, and Kirsten may end up being great. I don't want to give up on him either.
Yeah, that's how I feel about him. I was okay with letting Stowers walk. I was, because I was never really high on him. Norby, I think Norby's a talent, but the guys in front of him I thought were more talented. So let them go and let them spread their wings elsewhere. Kirstead is a different animal to me. That's a guy that I want to see given an opportunity. Can the Steelers and T.J. Watt get an extension done before he's out of Pittsburgh as well? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff today, as always. We're going to talk about a weird thing that happened on I-70 here. I don't know if you saw it. Anybody saw this story? I just read about it this morning where a wind turbine blade. Something happened with that. I'll tell you exactly what happened. But I want to get to the lottery, Norwegian lottery, where they made a mistake. Was it a good one, a bad one? I'll let you decide. And we're also going to get to, there's a crazy video out there that I want to talk about. We will bring that up, kind of get into that and see how you guys feel about it. Some things are just so stupid, it's hard to even give a tease to it to let you know how dumb it is. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, time to get really dumb. Because we are going to talk about duck penises in a little bit. It's one of my favorite penises to talk about. It's just different. Anyway, we'll get to that. Did you see what happened on I-70 in Maryland yesterday?
No.
A wind turbine blade crashed into Maryland traffic on Interstate 70.
A blade?
Yesterday. Yes, off of a wind turbine. One person is reportedly injured after a wind turbine blade broke loose from a truck and crashed into traffic. So it was being moved on a truck. I don't know where the turbine was that they were going to. But anyway, at approximately 5:30 a.m.,
Now, I'm wondering. No,
oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this thing.
I wouldn't have hit that traffic in the morning because I would have been past that already getting here. But, yeah, it said the wind turbine blade struck the guardrail, causing the blade to go partially into the eastbound lanes, a statement said. The blade was then clipped by a tractor trailer traveling. This damn thing was spinning, wasn't it? They were creating their own wind by everybody hitting it.
It's a Texas driver.
It's straight out of Final Destination, right? The crash resulted in the closure of all westbound lanes of I-70 and I-81 and two lanes in the eastbound direction, the state highway said. Yeah, you saw the picture of it. Look, I mean, the visual, you guys can look at the still shot, too. You saw that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, talk about nightmare fuel driving down the road. That's one thing you definitely don't want to see coming at you. But a scary situation. Again, like, it just makes you wonder, how the hell do you get that thing cleaned up? what do you bring in to pick that damn thing up and get it back on the truck? Does it go on the same truck? Is that one damaged? Do you trust that driver now? Like, well, anyway, let me move on.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Doesn't seem like that's something smart to...
You watch these over... a lot of times you see these oversized loads and you're like, oh, man, what's going on here? Why do you got to... And you're like, well, damn. Yeah, look at you.
He's an oversized load.
You know what? Can you isolate Rob doing that? It's like the creepiest damn thing I ever heard in my life. Let's talk about the Norwegian. Let's talk about the Norwegian lottery. They said to to all the people that they notified that they won, to them, I can only say sorry. Thousands of Norwegian lottery players were incorrectly informed that they won hundreds of thousands of dollars in a Euro jackpot winning. That's right. They all mistakenly thought they had won more money than they actually did. Norsk Tipping, the state-owned gambling company, on Friday said people who won the Euro jackpot were told they had won millions in incorrect amounts. It's unclear how many people were impacted, but no customers were paid the wrong prizes, the company said in the news release. The mistake stemmed from an error when winnings in euros, which the company receives from Germany, were converted to Norwegian kroner, and they were multiplied by 100 instead of divided by 100. Woof. Could you imagine going to pick up your prize? It's like when the guy won the dream house on the radio station, and he comes up. We had this happen in the morning, and there's a Barbie dream house for him. We made a joke. It was a sarcastic thing on the air one day, and it was like, you could win a dream house if you answer this question correctly, and it's like an easy question.
Right.
Like, what color's my shirt? You know, like something, we were doing some corny bit. So some guy calls in and he really thought he won a dream house for answering the easiest
question.
That
was on question. Your show?
Yeah, in the morning we did that. We didn't give him a, I told him, I said, you're going to get a Barbie.
Was that NSD?
Yeah. I told him, you're going to get a Barbie dream house if you come up here. We don't even live in a dream house. How are we going to give you one? So it's like, you know, but these things happen and it's such a mess up, man. Like, again,
the legal team here wouldn't let us do that.
Yeah. They said in a release, to them, I can only say sorry. And I picture Joey from Friends doing the air quotes with sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, it's like, come on. But they said they feel terribly sorry that they've disappointed so many. And I think nowadays when it comes to these gamblers out there, people just don't trust them because they do some backhanded stuff to you all the time. And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday. There's stuff going on now where certain sports books will not honor a bet, even if you want it, if multiple people made the same bet. Thinking that
Leo Getz said it best about the drive through.
Yeah, I think. All right, I want to get to this last thing. And there's a video I retweeted if you want to watch it. And the headline says, is this what feminism has become? So there's a woman at a little, I don't know, like a pond or like a, what do you want to call it? Maybe a fountain, like a really large fountain. There's a bunch of ducks in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fenced in. So she jumps the fence to walk around. You can see it. Like, Rob, you can see what I'm talking about. Like a little cement area where you could walk around this thing on the inside, and then it's just all water. So there were ducks in the water, and she sees one duck, and she thinks it's attacking another duck. So she goes around, and she's screaming at everybody. They're recording. She jumps in the water and tries to separate these ducks. The ducks were mating. What are you doing? Like, you're jumping. It's ducks. First off, I don't care. And I know some people are like have that whole thing about the bleeding heart. They see an animal getting like, why didn't you save that animal? Man, that's a circle of life, brother. Like, that's what they eat.
Can we look at the scoreboard and see where the points are coming from?
Oh, my goodness. No, they're just.
Where the points coming from?
Come on, man. This lady's Karen. You know where this is going. You know where this is going. Like, but But she jumped in the water to separate these ducks when they're breeding.
So can you imagine her sex life? You didn't know?
Missionary only.
You didn't know? You can't tell.
And this leads me to my favorite thing to talk about. Duck penises. Did you know a duck's penis is corkscrew? You probably did because I brought it up on this show multiple times. But they say they look a little bit like a tentacle, a pale color and corkscrew shape. That's right. A corkscrew wiener. That's what ducks have.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Why? It's just like you're learning something.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Some even grow as long as 18 centimeters.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to start measuring my wiener in centimeters because it's just going to sound great. Total body length is only 39 centimeters. That means almost half of the duck is... I was going to use another word for duck with a different letter. It's a corkscrew wiener going through that duck. Now, it says, how do they have sex? It says quickly, unless they're interrupted by some dumbass broad walking around the pond. Her dumbass jumped in the water and separated ducks having sex.
Stop it! Stop now!
Yeah, so
you're killing her. I know.
And
get out of the pond.
Just, I want to read this last part, and I'll leave it here. Ducks' bizarre genitalia is a result of sexual arms race. Forced mating is common among ducks. So while males' long, flexible penis increases their chances of successfully fertilizing a female, the female's anti-clockwise vaginas give them a level of control. That's why the penis has to be corkscrew. Anyway, that's your world of stupid. I'm sure you guys were going, hey, I wonder if I'm going to hear about duck penises today on the show. Well, yeah, you did.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. More Jeremy Cohn at 9:30 with the Daily Line. Hopefully we're not more duck penises.
Duck
on
penis.
The other side, Steelers are reportedly struggling to land a deal with TJ Watt. With losing Watt, turn this team and the organization upside down. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.